A week-long meeting of politicians, religious leaders and experts in international relations is currently taking place here in the Vatican, organised by the Pontifical Academy of Social Sciences. Former US Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, the Director General of the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization and the Secretary General of the Organization of American States are among those addressing the conference on the theme Charity and Justice in the Relations Between Peoples and Nations. Participants are questioning whether relations between rich and poor people, between developed and developing nations, can become more just and more peaceful in the light of the social teaching of the Church. President of the Academy is American Marianne Glendon of the Harvard Law School. At an opening press conference, she explained why such an ambitious theme was chosen as the subject for this plenary assembly.
Basically, there were three factors that pointed us in this direction. The most important, probably, is that our globalization project, which has been a project that began when John Paul II founded this academy in 1994 and has continued through several meetings and conferences, this project is coming to a culmination that will yield a final report and conclusions. Our statutory duty as an academy is to provide the Holy See with materials that may be useful to those who formulate the social doctrine of the Church. We designed this meeting in order to be able to give the Globalization Committee and the Academy the best possible information for the purpose of their final report. So, a second factor that prompted us in this direction was a very specific suggestion by the former Holy See Minister for Relations with States, who wrote us a letter in which he said that the concept of subsidiarity, it would be helpful to the Holy See if the concept of subsidiarity could be further developed with specific application to international relations. And the third factor that greatly influenced us was to take a fresh look at all these social, political, and economic questions that we deal with through the lens provided by Deus Caritas Est, which for us social scientists is in an important sense a social encyclical. It puts a new framework and a new perspective on the kinds of matters that we in our second and third order disciplines deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Just what can the Church do in the struggle for greater justice between peoples and nations? How can it best support those striving to save lives and uphold human dignity? And what is the role of interreligious dialogue in promoting world peace? Well, participants at this conference are hearing testimony from people who struggle with these questions on a day-to-day basis. People like the Lebanese Maronite Patriarch, Cardinal Pierre Nasr al-Asfaiya.
In Lebanon, we are living together, Christian and Muslims, since about 1,500 years. And so our history says that it is possible to the Christian and Muslims to live together. But there are always some difficulties. And our history says that. But we hope and we have to try to live this life together with respect and with collaboration with others. But it is not always so easy to do so because there are different currents from East, from the West, from the other countries who are making their influence over the two sides.
Right. right across the world, political and religious leaders are struggling to find answers to the new and complex problems posed by the emergence of terrorist networks, the rise in international migration, and the impact of globalization on the poorest peoples and nations. And that's a more challenging task than ever before, as former US Secretary of State and Nobel laureate Dr. Henry Kissinger explained to journalists here in the Vatican.
One of the challenges of the contemporary world is that the notion of power as it has developed in the last few hundred years is no longer so applicable for a number of reasons. One reason is that modern weapons have become so destructive that to establish a relationship between military force and political goals has become more and more problematic. And this is one reason why nuclear weapons have never been used. The second is that there are now many different kinds of power. It used to be, say, until the end of World War II, that military, economic, and political power were parallel to each other. Now it is possible to be very strong militarily and very weak, relatively weak economically, as was the case with the Soviet Union. They were very powerful and yet they collapsed economically. It is also possible to be very powerful economically, as some of the oil-producing states are, and very weak militarily. So it is important to understand what power is relevant to what problem. And so the pressures on statesmen are much greater and more complicated than ever before in history.
Dr. Henry Kissinger, Cardinal Nasrallah Sfeir, and the President of the Pontifical Academy of Social Sciences, Dr. Mary Ann Glendon, are among the key speakers at this week's conference on the theme Charity and Justice in the Relations Between Peoples and Nations. And we'll have more news and interviews from that meeting after the concluding press conference on Wednesday.